Hi there. The word for today is start praying for God's favor. In Psalm 119, verse 58, we read, I entreated your favor. You know what? One moment, just one moment of God's favor will do more for you than a lifetime of striving. Through the favor of God, Ruth went from being a penniless widow to becoming the wife of Boaz, a wealthy man. It's what made Esther a queen and even positioned her to save the Jewish nation. As you begin to walk in God's favor, great things happen. Doors of opportunity open. The right people are drawn to you. And you discover ideas, relationships, strategies, and resources in the most unexpected places. Does that mean you won't experience problems or opposition? No. When you're doing anything worthwhile, you got to expect flack from those who aren't privy to God's plan for your life. It just goes with the turf. But the Bible says in Proverbs 21, verse 1 in the New Living Bible, the king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases. Isn't that great? Like changing the direction of a moving stream. God can change people's hearts and give you favor with those who might otherwise reject or overlook you. Solomon writes in Proverbs 16, verse 7 in the Message, when God approves of your life, even your enemies will end up shaking your hand. So, when people oppose or disagree with you, just concentrate on pleasing God and let Him deal with the fallout. Remember, God takes up where you leave off. He can give you blessings that, humanly speaking, you don't deserve and qualify for. Just as the Holy Spirit enabled Jesus to fulfill his life's mission, he will also equip you and enable you to fulfill your life's plan and purpose. So, stop trying so hard to make things happen on your own terms and start praying for God's favor. He has promised it to you, and he always keeps his promises. Okay? That's the word for you today.